Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. We are diving into, you'll never guess, messaging today on Million Dollar Spirit Business. And this messaging conversation with Michaela goes way less into the strategy and the nitty-gritty around the wording and the psychology and some of the things that we've talked about in other episodes about messaging on this podcast. And we go a little bit more into the embodiment. We talk more about different spectrums that you can create content from. We talk a lot about, all right, you want a next level client. Okay, you want a next level message. Then you get to become the next level of you. You want to have the premium client. What does you as a premium coach look like at that next level and meeting yourself there and going first and leading and sharing your story and sharing the things that you're naturally doing in your life as you embody that and become a match for those kind of clients. And then we talk about one specific tweak to make in the flavor of her content that's really going to change everything. And it's really going to call in clients that are ready to move, ready to buy now. And you'll find out what that is in today's episode. Welcome, Michaela. I'm so excited to have you on the show today, coming to us from Raleigh, North Carolina. And it is 4 p.m. Bali time. It is 4 a.m. North Carolina time right now. So this is really special that we get to do this episode from opposite sides of the planet. And let's kick it off with you introducing yourself and what your magic is, what your business is about, so me and the audience has some context.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Elena. So my name is Michaela McCrory. I'm a business coach for new coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, and I really help them start and grow their online coaching empire.
Wonderful. So what are we going to be diving into today? What brings you to the show?
So I know you are so talented at helping people with messages. So I would love your expertise. I feel like I have it semi-nailed down, but just really looking to kind of clean it up and talk to, you know, that premium buyer who's really ready to take action now. I feel like I have a lot of copy around ditching the struggle and wanting to work way less. And I really am at a point where I want to call in a higher level client who knows they're ready to take action, knows they're willing to do what it takes. So I just love your support and kind of clarifying that a little more.
For sure. Yep. This is my zone of genius. So give me an overview of your message as it stands right now and what you think needs to be improved about it or what's not really working for you.
I think the thing that I'm realizing is I'm talking a lot about struggle, like I mentioned before. I'm talking a lot about like fear getting in the way as far as like when I'm calling out their pain points. And the other thing that I was really using a lot was, and which I still am behind, but I'm not sure if maybe I need to change the way I'm saying it, is I'm talking a lot about like how they can work less. And while I do have a piece to my business where I'm sharing with them how they can kind of tap into their femininity in order to make work smarter, not harder, I really do want to call on the client that's like not just trying to work the least amount in order to make the most money. I really want them to be like, this is what I'm put on the planet to do. This is what I'm passionate about. And I'm here to do whatever it takes to make it happen. So I think those are the kind of pieces that feel a little disconnected.
Yeah, well, I think you're right on the right track. You have lasered in on exactly what are the main things to clean up when you're looking at elevating your message and bringing in a higher caliber of client. You talk to the people who are ready to move right now. We were just talking about this in the last episode with Dr. Sarah that our listeners can go check out as well, around not creating content that's convincing people that they need this thing or why they should do it or why they should do it now, and speaking to the people directly who already know they want it, already know they want it now, and are already on the cusp of making an investment decision, and really vetting your content for where am I trying to convince someone that this is a good idea, or dwelling in the pain or dwelling in the struggle way too much. Yeah. So those are like some of the first things that you can start to clean up. What came to mind as you were sharing, I want to know about you. I'm curious how much in your content are you, and this is something that I would do with my clients if they were going through a period of elevating their ideal client, is looking at, okay, great. Let's look at that next level client. How are they thinking? How are they moving? How are they being in the world? And then we're going to flip that right back onto you. Are you being that person? Are you moving through the world in that way? Are you acting that way in all areas of your life, not just in business? And are you showing that to your audience? Are you leading by example? Are you being the hungry one? Are you being the one who goes first and goes big? So that's what comes up. And I'm curious, like, how much of you are you really out there claiming and showing and being really visible in the energy of the ideal client you want?
I'm really aware that, you know, everyone that we attract is just a reflection of ourselves. So I think there are pieces where I am a little hesitant and not going like all in as far as stepping into my next level. So I think that's obviously going to be mirrored to me with the clients that I'm attracting. So I can definitely think about how I need to be showing up differently, which is really useful.
So what comes to mind when I said that, if an area where you're like, oh, I know I've been holding a back a little bit around that piece, what is it?
I guess the first thing that comes to mind is there's like an investment as far as like a marketing agency that I've been wanting to take on and just kind of been trying to decide if it's the right time. And so I guess I want my people to be fast action takers, then it's on me to do the same.
Yep. You nailed it. This is funny because when my clients and when people in my field go, yeah, I want to attract my next level client, I'm like, great. Let's talk about where you need to be your next level self and where you need to be leading and going first and setting the bar higher and then just living in that state and just embodying it. And then it's as simple as documenting your life as you go about doing those things. That's going to attract the people who are like, wow, look at what Michaela's doing, how she's moving, how fast she's going, how bold she's being. That's my mentor.
Totally. Yeah, that makes sense.
Does anything come to mind outside of the business arena? Because I think sometimes as coaches, we forget that, you know, the standards that we might hold around our health or our dating or our friendships or how much follow through we have in, you know, with making a purchase for, you know, maybe there's a handbag you want or a house you want to buy or something you've been going back and forth around, or a part of the country you want to live in or a travel destination, something that you think is not related to the business, but energetically it totally is. Is there anything that comes to mind?
I don't know. I guess I've been struggling with a little bit of energy lately, and I tried to remedy that with like hiring a personal trainer, but I guess just kind of like I'm a mom of two. So maybe cleaning up my diet because it's kind of fallen into what they like eating as opposed to what I know really fuels me and gives me a lot of energy. So I guess that's the other thing that's coming up for me as well, is just eating a high performance diet in order to have more of a high performance level to take to business and just life in general.
It all matters. It all adds up. So this is the thing about next level clients, next level premium type of clients, the people who pay in full for your offers, who rise to your next price point, is they are looking for a very stable, very anchored, very powerful energy to go and put their money. And if there's wobbling going on in any part of our life, we have a wobbly energy at some point. And then we're going to attract people who come in and who are like hemming and hawing about the price point or asking for payment plans or just really not being the big action takers that we say that we want. But there's a place where we were a match for that. And I'm not 100% in the whole, like, you only get what you are. And you know, you get exactly the things mirrored back to you. Don't necessarily believe that's true in a lot of cases. So these are just some aspects to be looking at. You know, you want to look at the strategic words that you're using and your spectrum of pain versus desire messaging. You want to look at where in the readiness for change cycle, in the psychological principle around that, you can look into that. Are you speaking to people? And where are you embodied and how much of yourself are you revealing? I don't know why I just got the hit when we started to talk about this. I was like, I feel like this is about Michaela, and I don't know you. Remember, I could be totally off base here. I feel like this is about you revealing more of yourself and your bigness. So it's all of those pieces, yes, strategically, and yes, the embodiment. Because when I got on this call with you, and remember, like, I don't know you, it's just a hit that I feel, and I could be totally off base. I'm like, I feel like this is about Michaela revealing more of herself, revealing more of her bigness, of her determination, of her fire, of her fast action taking, of her big investments, than it is about really any kind of what are the right words to say in your pieces of content.
I love that. I mean, I know that there is gaps where I could be doing that more as far as being more vulnerable and sharing more of myself. So I think that's a really juicy takeaway.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else should we unpack around this piece?
Well, it's funny because I felt like I needed help with messaging, but I loved kind of where we ended up taking it. I don't know. Do you have anything else that you could speak to as far as revealing more of myself and how I'm showing up? Like, I guess I just find it difficult to be more vulnerable to my audience as opposed to talking about like what they can expect or the result they can get or anything like that.
And it's all about a spectrum. It's all about a mix. Like content is a masala. It's not just here, look at me and look at the things I'm doing, because we know that there's a big limitation. A lot of people do that and don't get any clients. And then there's the like, let me explain to you in bullet points exactly what you're going to get from my program. And here are the results and the outcomes. And it's very logical. I'm curious. So on a spectrum of very logical, where you like to explain to people, like, here's what we're going to do together, and here's what you can expect and what we're going to get, versus an emotional end of the messaging spectrum, which is much more about, hey, soul on the other side of the screen, who do you know yourself to be? What are your deepest desires? What are you feeling in this moment? What are you really done with? What are you craving? Like, what do you know at the deepest level is possible for you outside of your current external circumstances? And speaking more in like the motivational and the heart-to-heart kind of a conversation, just in that, where do you think you fall in your content?
Yeah, just hearing you lay it out, it's very like logical and pretty much the opposite of the other spectrum.
So then when you communicate like that in content, you will get the people who are like, I need to think about it. I need to see that in an email. I'm going to check with my guides first. What's the payment? Do you do extended payment plans? Because there's no connection to the heart. They're all up in their head because you were all up in your head when you were creating the content. So there's where a balance gets to come, where you get to inject more of the elevation. Let me like spark something in you. Let me activate you through the content. Let me create you into being an ideal client, actually. And that's what the most powerful messaging does. We're not just putting it out there, hoping to attract those people who are already like pre-made and you know, pre-qualified and pre-thinking a certain way. Our messaging actually does that service of activating a part of someone that they didn't even realize they had until they encountered you. And then they behave differently. And then they make a buying decision differently. So that would be a big invitation for you. Swing a little bit more into the emotional side. Swing more into kicking people in the butt. Do some more like, all right, guys, read my last post that I put on my newsfeed yesterday. I think it's titled, "Of course you say you want the big revenue months." And it's a whole post of like, yeah, everyone wants the big revenue. Everybody wants the booked out programs. Everyone wants the pay in full clients, but are you willing to do what it takes? This is what it takes. And I take them to church. Because I want that reality check. I think you were saying that around the people who are coming in kind of expecting a magic pill around not working too much. And I've been through that too, because it's trendy in messaging right now. It's very trendy in the coaching space to talk about feminine energy and just, you know, lay back and receive. It's not so trendy and cool to talk about, well, you say you want this business, you better fucking do the work. And this is really what I'm going to hold you to and what I expect of you when you step into my world. That's also emotional. It's not very logical. It's speaking to the heart of someone.
I think the exact piece that I was missing as far as creating content. I love how you lovingly share the kind of kick in the butt that people needed as far as getting motivated and just knowing what to expect to work with you. And I think that the emotional piece and speaking to who they are and not just kind of leaning into the ease and receiving trend that is so prevalent is going to be. So I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, there's almost like the way that I want to say this right now is it's less about, you know, messaging at this level is less about describing. And this is what marketing 101 people will teach you is like describe where the ideal client is and what's in their surroundings and what they're moving through in their day-to-day life. And it's like for a premium client, though, none of that matters because they could be living, and I literally have had people living in a van, living out of a suitcase, paying multiple five figures to be in my mastermind because they're like, I'm fucking done with this. And I know that I've got a millionaire inside of me and I'm just ready to be her already. It's way less about where they are right now, what's going on in their life at this moment. There's, of course, sprinkles of that, and you know that gets to still be incorporated, but there's not such a big emphasis on it. The bigger emphasis is on the inner knowing, the inner character, and the ability to change external circumstances extraordinarily fast.
Yes, totally. I mean, even as you're saying that, it's like calling out the entrepreneur in me who is sick and tired and ready to do something new. And I know I'm already like in touch with how you're saying it emotionally. I can definitely tell there's a big disconnect between the marketing and the content that I'm putting out versus like speaking to them on that level. So I think that's so huge.
Yeah. Amazing. Any last quick questions before we do some takeaways?
No, I really feel complete in what I came here for. I really appreciate it.
So good. Look at that. 20 minutes. So what are the biggest things you're going to go and implement now that we just talked about?
I think the main things that I took away as far as implementing are moving how I want my clients to move. So taking on the investments that I want to be taking on, eating better so I have more energy, and then really connecting the pieces of the emotional side of the marketing, speaking to them on that soul level. And, you know, revealing more of myself and how I'm showing up and being the leader that I know that they need and I want myself to be.
No big deal. Just a few things there to go and transform your marketing and speak to those people in your audience who are just waiting for you to speak to them like that, for them to feel seen, to feel met in your content, to feel like they actually get elevated and they rise up just by encountering your presence on the internet. You're actually going to go and create those ideal clients and they're going to come in at this new level for you. And it's going to feel so good. It feels so good to market this way and to create content from this space. And that's also the upgrade that you get to have. And it's so much easier. So go and enjoy, my love. And if our listeners today are feeling you and they want to go check you out, where can they go do that?
You can catch me at Michaela McCrory on Instagram, or michaelamccrory.com is my website.
So good, love. Thank you for being on the show today and being vulnerable and sharing what's going on in your business. And I'm excited for what's coming for you.
Thank you, Elaine. I appreciate your time.
Short and sweet today. We covered so much ground with Michaela, I think in less than 20 minutes. People are always surprised. They're like, oh, wow. In your masterminds, there's only laser coaching. We're like, do you know how much ground we cover with people in a laser coaching session? So one of the big takeaways from this that I want you to be focused on is, number one, premium messaging revolves much less around where your client is at right now and what their problems are and what their circumstances are and what their struggles are and what they're trying to figure out, what problem they're trying to solve. Much less of that. That, of course, is part of good marketing. Solid to talk about those threads and weave them into there, but it's not the entire focus. Premium messaging is much more about who does this person know themselves to be? And are they prepared to do what it takes really to become that version of themselves and to really move quickly through external circumstances that look a certain way and move into that vision and be in their bigness and be in their truth and see themselves come into life the way they know they're meant to, who they know themselves to be at a soul level. I talk about this all the time and I can't stress it enough. So watch your content for that. Where are you talking too much about this is where you're at right now and these are your circumstances? Like, those premium buyers are not defined by their circumstances. They don't even relate to their circumstances. When I started working with my first business coach and paid her $15,000, I had been living out of a suitcase for several years, traveling around the world, living in hippie communes. I had literally just been living in Hawaii in a tool shed on a farm that I was doing for a work trade, working part-time online as a matchmaker and a freelance writer, and, you know, really struggling with my coaching business. But I knew that's not who I was. I knew I was a millionaire. I knew I was a leader of a company. I knew I was a CEO. I just needed to fill in some gaps around my skills in the online space. I didn't understand online marketing. And I learned it really fucking fast. And then I made $1 million in 2 years. And now I'm sitting in my villa with a 150-foot swimming pool that I own, land next door that I own, real estate that we're developing. My partner and I own 4 or 5 villas between the two of us. My circumstances would have told a very different story 2 years ago, but I wasn't interested in my circumstances. I wasn't really interested in where I was at that point in the present moment. I was invested in my future heavily. And that's why I made that investment. That's why I chose to rise up and get resourceful and use the last of my money. And actually, I got a second job to pay for my coach. I didn't even have all the money. I went and got another job in order to do it. I was like, oh, well, this is no big deal. I'll work a little bit more for the next 6 months so that I can pay for my business coach so that I can step into who I'm meant to be. This is the premium mindset. This is the elevated energy of elevated messaging. And then the other thing that we talked about was the spectrum in your content between logical and emotional. And either end of that spectrum, when taken to extremes, is not going to bring in consistent sales. It's not going to be the strongest possible messaging. The strongest possible messaging is somewhere more in the middle. And in my world, as I've seen and experienced, you know, hundreds of clients making big sales and doing the damn thing, swinging a little bit more to the emotional side. A little bit more into the, like, let me talk to you as a human, soul to soul, heart to heart, again, speaking to the type of things that we were talking about just a few minutes ago, instead of the logical bullet points of here's what's in my program and here's what we're going to do together and here's what you can expect, very practical, logical kind of growth and results. In my world, my clients don't get practical results. I bet yours don't either, actually. I bet they have quantum leaps that occur. I bet they move through transformation very quickly. I bet they get results that most people would take months and months and years in a few weeks or in a few months in your accelerated space being held in your energy. That's what happens for my people. It doesn't make sense how they can go from a 5K month to a 50K month, how they can go from 50K launches to 230,000 plus, going from 30, 40K months to 200K months. That's what happens in my world when people are in proximity to me, when we're in containers where we're consistently implementing, consistently tweaking, looking at the strategies, looking at the energy, being in a vortex of possibility. It doesn't make sense. And so I also don't market the thing as like, here's, you know, exactly what we're going to cover in your sales plan and your launch plan. Too much. It gets to be in balance, because also if we don't talk about those things and we're not grounding in the world of possibility and the fire and the knowingness of the bigness that you're meant for and the dream and the vision and that emotional world of content and telling your story and showing what's possible and empowering people and inspiring them, and it has to begin. Go and be grounded in, like, and this is what we are going to do together. You can expect this. We're going to kind of work on this or this, depending on where you're at. And these are some of the results that my clients have had to give you an idea. And that's also not a limit of what's possible for you. It also gets to come back to some logic. So this is the dance. You're going to dance between emotion and logic. But if you're getting people who are very much up in their heads when they're coming to make a buying decision with you, you can very much guarantee that your content is up in your head and it's swinging way more towards the logical end of the spectrum and vice versa. So those are a few things for you guys to think about. If you want to do deep diving into messaging with me in a very comprehensive way, where I really break down premium buyer psychology, premium coach positioning, where we go into examples of 10 different types of content that as a masala are going to create the fuck yes type of person showing up at your doorstep, and lots of them wanting what you have, being ready to invest, ready to go. If you want to learn more about the things to be saying, the energy to be in, the exact structures of content to get people ready to buy from you, we teach this in Effortless Content Secrets. And you can go to my website, and it's a self-study course. You can dive right in, and it's like sitting in my office and me laying this all out for you that I've laid out for hundreds of clients who've transformed and quantum leaped their revenue by focusing pretty much on this piece. We also cover content systems so you can be more efficient in your content instead of having to create lots of new things all the time. I'll show you what me and my team do in the back end so that I create when I feel inspired to create content, and that we're leveraging it and we're creating more revenue streams from existing pools of content. So we take it to a whole other strategic layer, teach you the skill set, teach you to fish. I want you to be able to fish. I want you to understand this at such a deep level like I do and that my clients do, where you don't even have to think about it. You just understand the psychology of marketing. You understand the psychology of sales so much that it just is infused naturally into your content. And that is the goal. That's where I want you to be, is that will have you really creating content that motivates people to make change, to make buying decisions, and to make buying decisions with you, which is what we want. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.